Seventh reason that we recommend these funds is service. Now, service is important, right? You want to know about your funds. Let me show you something about service, something you should always do. Every one of these funds have this. And you want to use this. This is a great piece that is always unused. I didn't really understand this either about what a powerful piece this is. But when you're talking to people, this is the back of, and each of the funds have this. This is fund services. Okay? So what you do is you get the brochures, and you'll find in all these brochures it says fund services. Now, this is an example of one. It says advantages available when you purchase fund shares. And it goes through it. Subsequent investments. You can put your investments on automatic pilot. You can make systematic investments. You can exchange from one fund to the next without any problem. You can have automatic withdrawal plans. They'll even payroll deducted. Not payroll deducted, but automatic deposit into your checking account. You can choose the payout system. You can take dividends, electronic banks, confirmation reports. I always tell people this, the number one problem you'll have with buying a mutual fund from us is that you'll be over-communicated. Tell them that. Our problem is always over-communication, not under. Think about it. If you're running into people that say, man, they send me stuff in the mail all the time, right? Tell them that. That's a benefit. Over-communicated. You get year-end tax reports, consolidated quarterly statements, exchange privileges, you move from one to the other. You got 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week updated information on an 800 number to find out what your account's worth. They'll hold on to your shares so you don't have to worry about it. You got a live voice during the daytime where you can talk to people. You got free check writing, and then on top of that, you got individual plans, you got IRAs and all this kind of stuff. That's fund services. So one of the things that we want to do is talk to them about, hey, once you get involved in this, you want some service, right? A lot of you have, I don't know if you've heard Tom say this, but Tom Hopkins has always said this, when you come into a price suggestion, there's three reasons people buy from and make a purchase decision. One is the quality of the product, another is the quality of the service, and the last one is the lowest possible price, Mr. and Ms. Klein. If you were going to make a decision, a purchase decision, you had to give up one of them. What would you want to give up, the quality of the product, the service, or maybe getting the lowest very possible price? Most people are willing to give up what? Lowest price, right? Service is important. Self-service. Another reason we do it is we're going to put you in value and growth funds. Some of them are the best value and others are the best growth. And then finally, you ever had people say, if you invest money, they say, well, how do I know? I mean, are you going to keep up with my funds? Or how are you going to keep up with them? Well, one of the things that we do is we put most of our mutual funds in the same family, our investors in the same funds. And so therefore, all we got to do is keep up with the funds, not your account. That way we can track all the accounts we need to account. So if one fund is bad, we could move everybody if we had to. So we recommend five funds, two families, three families, that kind of thing. See how it works? So now it's all in one. And so what you're doing is you are building a case for why they should come to you. Does that make sense? You're building a total case. Hey, we didn't just say, oh, you got some money here. We'll just throw it out there. We got this thing in the mail last week. We're checking on. Okay, well, here, try this one out. Right? You ought to ask people this. After you do this, you start talking about how you recommend funds. You say, by the way, how did you choose your mutual fund? What do they say? Well, I saw an ad in Money Magazine. They didn't do any research, right? They didn't have any reason. All they did was they picked out an ad.